Welcome back to HealthLink On Air. Linda Cohen here. Well, there's a new Ronald McDonald House in Syracuse, and here to tell us all about it are Leola Rogers, Associate Administrator for Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital, Oasis, and HealthLink, and the first Vice President of the Ronald McDonald House, and Beth Trunfio, Executive Director of the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central New York. Welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So tell us about the house. What's going on?
Well, we'll be opening our doors in November. It's been an extraordinary journey, a very grassroots, community-based project. Everyone who has been involved in this project has in some way, shape, or form made a contribution, either of time, talent, services, and of course, monetary donations. It's a $6 million project, which is quite large for this community and certainly for an organization our size.
For our listeners, people who may not really be as familiar, because fortunately maybe they've had not need for the Ronald McDonald House, tell us about it. What is its mission?
Mission is to provide support and healthcare services to the families of children that require medical care in the communities that they serve. And for us here at the Ronald McDonald House here in Central New York, it provides care and services for the families of our Golisano Children's Hospital patients, as well as Krause and St. Joe's for the NICU mothers.
So basically, what kind of services do you, it's a place to stay.
It's a place to stay. They also provide food. They also provide, I think probably more so than anything else, is respite for the families, just a comfortable place to get away sometimes, but still be close enough to their children, to the doctors that they need to communicate with, to all the services that are provided in this medical community.
And kind of a supportive atmosphere as opposed to maybe just staying in a nearby hotel.
Correct, correct.
Isn't that really kind
of... It's a home away from home. It literally is a home away from home.
Tell me in the new, I know I saw actually something written about your new facilities, your new digs, that the community kitchen is a very important aspect of it. Tell us about that.
It is. We're a family-centered organization, and to Leola's point, really our focus is keeping families together during very difficult times. So we do that with the family of the patient child, and there are the occasions where the patient is staying with us, as well as siblings. And where do people gather? They gather in the kitchen.
Always.
So that is really one of the marquee center pieces of our home, is that kitchen. It's a dual kitchen. One side is handicap accessible, and the other is a traditional height. So in our new home, that was, again, a real driver. Fully handicap accessibility. Right now in the current home, it's an old home, narrow, steep staircases. In this new home, we are going to have an elevator, which really opens our doors for families to be able to stay with us. Not only patients, but caregivers. Really, nearly everyone who stays with us has some mobility challenge, whether it's a mom who has recently delivered or perhaps a caregiver that needs accessibility. Because keep in mind, we have grandparents who are staying with us. We have moms and dads. We have the best friend of mom or dad who's helping really support the family.
How many families do you can you support? How many families at any given time can you house?
In the new home, we'll be able to house 25 families at a time.
Wow.
Which is extraordinary. And in those guest rooms, they are all lovely, of course, guest rooms, but they have private bathrooms. And that was something when we did our needs assessment really came forward, was that folks needed the privacy of their own room as well.
Absolutely.
And needed those private bathrooms to be able to really care for themselves or for their child when they're staying with us.
How long has this all been going on? How long has Ronald McDonald House been here in Syracuse?
It's been here 30 years. And as a matter of fact, it got its start from the parents in the Center for Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders in partnership with a number of McDonald's owners here. And they just kind of came together. There were other Ronald McDonald houses across the country and really across the world. And they did some investigation and got it started here.
So what's its exact role? I know you said that obviously they invite parents whose kids may be at other area hospitals. Mm-hmm. But what's its direct relationship with the Golisano Children's Hospital?
Well, a number of our parents may come in. Their kids are having surgery. The kids, particularly a lot of our parents who have cancer and different blood disorders, are here for long, extended days. And while the Golisano Children's Hospital has the capability for them to stay overnight, it doesn't have the same level of comfort in terms of having a home. In the new place, we have queen-size beds in the room. They have a very large kitchen. The Children's Hospital doesn't have that capability. But there's just a different comfort level. Being able to work and to talk with other parents and family members who are going through the same situation.
And that's the other thing that it struck me when I said supportive atmosphere. If you're alone in a hotel or even alone in a hospital room with your child and you're going through something as traumatic as a long-term illness with a child, it has to be incredibly isolating. And to be in an environment where you have other parents who are going through somewhat similar, somewhat different but somewhat similar experiences has got to be incredibly valuable.
I always say really the most magical thing that happens at the Ronald McDonald House is that families are supporting each other, other families. We find that they make each other breakfast in the morning, fix an extra bowl of oatmeal, and then the community steps forward and takes care of these families as well. We rely heavily on volunteers. We're a very small staff. So to provide that home-like atmosphere, they provide home-cooked meals. Every meal a family can have at the Ronald McDonald House, that's really a home-cooked meal for them.
So there's a lot to the healing of the families along with the children. Now, you said that occasionally a patient will stay over as well. How do you handle that? Do you have medical staff on staff?
No, there's no medical staff on board at Ronald McDonald House. However, the children or anyone that needs particular care there, they have to meet very stringent guidelines, and that's from their physicians who let us know whether or not it's appropriate for them to be able to stay there versus staying at the Children's Hospital or at the at Krause or any other hospital in the area.
Now, you draw from a very large area geographically. Tell me about that.
We do. Our footprint is not unlike the Children's Hospital footprint, which I'll let Leola talk a little bit about. And in addition, internationally, we have families who come to us. You know, we are so fortunate. We have extraordinary care here that people come from all over the world to receive access to. So,
yeah, we cover a 17-county area. And when we even talk about other facilities, they cover it even wider than that. You talk about our cancer program, which covers more than 31 counties here. And we have a lot of different specialty services that are even more wide-ranging.
Do you have people coming from other states? I think I also read
definitely. Definitely. We have a Pennsylvania. We cover from the Canadian border to the Pennsylvania border, but we go even outside of that area.
So what is the cost to the families? How is that negotiated, or how does that work?
It's $20 a night per family. So you can have, four family members or six family members. And that's everything.
Goodness.
You know, we have parking, of course, and transportation to the hospitals. But if a family cannot afford that, then it's no one is ever turned away.
You know, I'm overwhelmed because it's such an incredible thing, service that you're offering to the community. And I want to thank you both so much for coming in. I wish you all the best with the opening. And I think, you know, I'm just blown away. So I want to thank you very much for coming in. My guests have been Leola Rogers, Associate Administrator for Upstate Golisano Children's Hospital, Oasis and HealthLink, and Beth Trunfio, Executive Director at RMHC. Ronald McDonald House Charities. Thanks so much.
Thank you.